But the transition to the new HACCP system and the sharing of responsibilities for safety between the meat industry and the USDA inspectors has not always been smooth.
In theory, yes, HACCP is great.
Patsy McKee was a USDA inspector for 15 years in Southern California, earning high ratings in her performance reviews. After the new regulations came in, McKee says some companies became more aggressive in challenging her authority.
The whole purpose of HACCP is that they take the responsibility, they find their own solutions. But when we as inspectors went in there, I went in at, you know, and documented that there were problems and that they weren't taking care of their responsibility, then, you know, they went after me.
At one company, Global Food, McKee says conditions were dangerously unsafe.
I saw dead roach and insects. I saw direct product contamination. I saw moldy product. I saw just filth. I saw the refrigeration units leaking, the condensation. I saw the freezer had ice build up from the floor. The water dripping from there could have listeria.
Listeria is one of the most deadly foodborne bacteria, responsible for as many as 500 deaths a year. Global Food, along with other companies, complained to the USDA about McKee. So did the National Meat Association, who put pressure on McKee's bosses at the USDA, insisting that she be removed.
Well,
Fred Hunter is the owner of Global Food.
I would say in my 50 years in the industry, she's probably the, I can't think of the proper word, probably the least professional of any inspector I've ever had.
In what ways?
Just doing her job and getting along with the people. Getting along with me, getting along with the company.
My feeling when I was there that some of the plants, they did not want her. As far as being a good inspector, she did a good job as far as compliance looking at it.
Eleanor Halverstadt, a 30-year veteran of the USDA, was the official in charge of enforcing the new regulations in California.
When she had a problem at a plant and she would shut them down, we would send compliance in there to see if her actions justified shutting down that plant. And every incident they did. But life is they don't like to be shut down. That's money to these people.
Elsa Morano is the Undersecretary of Agriculture for Food Safety in the Bush administration.
Given how contentious it can be in certain plants, does it make sense to have moved towards a regulatory system that gives those companies more authority over the inspection process?
The HACCP system does not give the plants any authority, responsibility. The authority is ours. We are the ones with the authority. We shut down plants all the time. Last year alone, we took about 200 enforcement actions in plants in the United States. So we very much have the authority to do that. Our inspectors have the authority to follow their regulations and enforce them on a daily basis.
But the Office of Inspector General for the Department of Agriculture audited the new safety system and found that because of poor implementation, the USDA had reduced its oversight beyond what was prudent and necessary for the protection of the consumer.
The problem, if there's any problems, is with any organization when you implement something new, certainly there's some steps you take, there's a little bit of growing pains.
Patsy McKee feels that her job was one of those growing pains, and she says her USDA bosses didn't back her up. When they tried to reassign her, she refused and was fired.
They wanted to reassign her across the United States from California to Iowa. Now, logic would say, you know, that's one good way to get rid of her because she's married, she has children. Why would somebody that's been in California all her life end up in the middle of Iowa on a night shift?
Patsy McKee sued the USDA for discrimination and received a financial settlement.